I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A cleric in Yemen posted a video message on radical websites today. The cleric is Anwar al-Awlaki, and he called for the killing of Americans. Al-Awlaki was born in the U.S. in New Mexico. He says Americans are from the party of devils, and so no special religious permission is required to kill them. U.S. investigators say al-Awlaki's sermons may have inspired the man who tried to bomb an airplane over Detroit on Christmas Day and inspired the Army psychiatrist who shot 13 people in Fort Hood, Texas. Laura Kazanoff of the Christian Science Monitor is in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. Who is this man, Anwar al-Awlaki?
Anwar al-Awlaki is a dual citizen of both Yemen and the United States. He moved to Yemen, however, post-September 11th, at a time when the Yemeni government became an ally of the U.S. war on terror. After he moved to Yemen, he was arrested by the Yemeni government and jailed for a bit. After he was released, he is said to have fled to Shabwa province in southeastern Yemen. This is a province known as being a hideout for al-Qaeda in Yemen, which at that point it wasn't called al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, as it's called now. He's a popular figure since the popularity of online jihadism has become more prominent in the past few years. He's seen as a major recruiter for English-speaking, Western-born militants.
This 23-minute video in Arabic that he has posted today, tell us if he's done this kind of thing before and what he says in the video.
He's posts videos fairly frequently. I mean, sometimes his videos are in Arabic and sometimes in English. This video is funny because he doesn't mention al-Qaeda at all in the video, nor does he mention the recent parcel bomb plots, the explosives that were found on U.S.-bound cargo planes. He, however, is a very preachy in the video, as he is an imam. You know, he was an imam in the U.S. He's very preachy. He preaches against the West. He preaches against Arab governments from working with Americans and being stooges of Americans. Yemenis actually are very worried about the threat of the U.S. invading their country. So I think that he's trying to work from this angle a bit, because this certainly is already a fear that is present in this country.
The Obama administration is not confirming this, but U.S. officials have said that the CIA has been given the green light to either kill or capture this man. We should say that there are some civil liberties challenges to this that have been heard in Washington, in fact, today. But why hasn't the Yemeni government captured him if they know where he has been, where he's been, as you say, in the southeast part of the country?
If they were serious about capturing al-Awlaki, they certainly could capture al-Awlaki and hand him over to the Americans. But the Yemeni authorities, and particularly the president of Yemen, maintains a delicate balance in controlling Yemen, balancing all the tribal relations of the country and keeping leaders of certain tribes happy. This is because the central government of Yemen actually is very weak, and the president maintains something that he's described before as hard as dancing on the heads of snakes. So handing over this member of the al-Awlaki tribe would perhaps disrupt this sort of balance that the Yemeni government has to maintain.
Thank you very much for talking with us. Laura Kazanoff of the Christian Science Monitor in Sana'a, Yemen. Laura, thank you.
Thank you for your time.